This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. There's an unusual legal case playing out in Norfolk County Superior Court in Dedham that's pitting a doctor against lawyers who once represented her. She sued them for malpractice and lost, and then they asked the court to make her pay their legal fees from fighting the malpractice case. They won. The court overrode what's known as the American rule, which is a legal standard that says each side in a lawsuit pays its own legal fees. But 5 years later, the case drags on as the doctor fights paying the hundreds of thousands of dollars the court says she owes, and now she's threatened with jail time. WBUR's Lynn Joliker fills in the details.
First, just a little bit to let you know how bitter this case has become.
She lives in an alternative universe.
That's attorney Dana Kasher. She's talking about Dr. Natalie Minkina.
She believes she's the smartest person in any room, so far as I can tell. This, for her, is sport. She likes litigation.
It's not me who is a litigious person. It's they who are vindictive attorneys who want to destroy me just because I dared to sue them.
59-year-old Minkina is a graying, bespectacled immigrant from the former Soviet Union and an internal medicine physician. She became a U.S. citizen 20 years ago. The attorneys she calls vindictive are the Boston firm formerly known as Rogers, Powers & Schwartz.
I knew that when I was suing my former attorneys, I was taking a risk. But in my wildest dream also, I could not imagine that I will be forced to pay their fees. Nobody said that I lied. Nobody told me you misled your attorneys. So it is a very dangerous precedent.
In 2005, Minkina hired Rogers, Powers & Schwartz to represent her in a discrimination and retaliation lawsuit against the physicians group for which she worked. It was an affiliate of Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. She claimed she had been mistreated and then terminated after complaining about exhaust-like fumes in the medical offices. The law firm represented her for a year. It released her as a client after she expressed concern about the work of her primary lawyer, who had acknowledged an error. Minkina later ended up in arbitration, not in court. She won her claims for retaliation and wrongful termination. But she later sued her former lawyers for malpractice. One of her claims was that negligence on the firm's part cost her the opportunity to have her case go to trial. She believes a jury would have awarded her much higher compensation than the $266,000 the arbitrator did.
I barely recovered my legal cost, but I did not receive any money for what my former employer made me go through.
Minkina claimed Rogers, Powers & Schwartz did not use the correct legal argument to try to keep her from being forced by her employer into arbitration.
The arbitration clause in my contract applied only to employment dispute, not to violation of my civil rights, not to discrimination, not to retaliation, nothing like that. And they never brought it up.
And it turns out, lawyers for another Beth Israel doctor who had a gender discrimination case around the same time kept their client out of arbitration with the argument Minkina says her lawyers should have used. That case eventually settled just before trial for $7 million. But in Minkina's case, a judge dismissed her malpractice lawsuit. And then the judge issued an even more significant ruling. He ordered Minkina to pay the legal fees Rogers, Powers & Schwartz had incurred defending itself in the suit, $175,000. Ordering one party to pay the other side's attorney fees is allowed under Massachusetts law when a case is deemed wholly insubstantial and frivolous, which is what the judge found Minkina's claim to be. But that almost never happens.
That statute's been on the books for decades, and there's only about 40 reported decisions in the history of Massachusetts case law that has even discussed this issue.
Springfield attorney Paul Nicolai says it's a high bar.
Very rarely has an award been made. You have to prove that not only was the action not something that should have been heard by a jury or a judge, but you have to have no reasonable basis in law or fact for bringing the action or bringing the motion.
It's even more rare, Nicolai says, for the ruling to lead to such a protracted, expensive court battle as Dr. Minkina's case.
There's a lot about the practice of medicine and law that drives ego. And when you combine that with the fact that they are lawyers and therefore they know other lawyers, you know, you heighten the chances that something unusually stupid will happen because there's big egos involved in it.
The judicial process does not always work.
And you believe it has not worked in this case?
And it has not worked in this case, no.
Richard Neumeier is the attorney who represented Minkina on appeal. He says the outcome of the case still bothers him.
How in the world is Natalie Minkina done anything wrong that warrants sanctions? She goes to a lawyer who's a competent lawyer. That lawyer hires a competent expert. And then suddenly she's responsible for $175,000. That sounds very strange. It is very strange.
Minkina no longer has a lawyer. She says she can't afford one. She's representing herself. At a recent hearing, the only person with her at the defense table was her husband.
I don't want to go to jail. I will try to find the money.
For 2 years, the court has been garnishing Minkina's wages, $2,250 a month. The attorneys have a lien on the Chestnut Hill home she owns with her husband.
The valuation of the house is irrelevant.
As she's filed continuous motions and appeals, the court has been charging interest and imposing new sanctions. It's also made Minkina pay more than $40,000 in legal fees attorney Dana Kasher has charged to represent Rogers, Powers & Schwartz. That's on top of the judgment itself.
The existing amount of the judgment, including interest, Your Honor, is $249,702.82.
Judges have found Minkina in contempt multiple times. She was jailed for one night in December until her brother put up money toward the court bill.
Ms. Minkina, I am going to issue the following order.
She's now under order to come up with $78,000 by tomorrow for the court to put in escrow. Here's Judge Diane Frenier addressing Minkina at a hearing last month.
If you have not filed an application to refinance your property with a legitimate bank, bring your toothbrush that day because I'm going to send you to jail. That's the order of the court.
I understand, Your Honor.
There is no more appeals. I don't want you to file anything else.
Minkina has since applied for refinancing, but still doesn't have the money. She says she's depleted her savings and much of her retirement account to pay her former lawyers and the court. According to one legal expert with an interesting connection to the case, it never should have come to this.
It feels to me like the whole thing has mushroomed beyond control.
Judge Isaac Borenstein issued the ruling in the case of that other Beth Israel doctor, allowing her to keep her case in court instead of arbitration. He says though he wouldn't want to criticize his former colleagues, someone on the bench needs to bring the parties in the Minkina case together to craft a solution.
It's time to just sit down and rework the debt. Come up with a reasonable amount for the attorneys, but not one that will destroy her for the rest of her life. What is jail going to accomplish? We long ago got out of the business of debt collection through jail.
But the lawyer hired to represent the law firm says this comes down to principle. Attorney Dana Kasher shows no sign of bending on what Minkina has to pay.
I'm a lawyer. We've been practicing for a long time. We're devoted to this system that is supposed to work. And she thumbs her nose at it at every angle. That's intolerable.
There's clearly some emotion involved here, perhaps a little bit of pride.
How could there not be? This is our professional theater. And she comes in and casts aspersions and challenges our ethics because she doesn't think she should have to do what she's been ordered to do.
Does any part of you wish that you just paid the money after you were ordered to pay the attorney fees to them, so you wouldn't have had this dragging on to this day and now owe more money?
Yes and no. It probably would have been easier for me to pay the award of attorney fees and forget about it. But the problem is that I did not have money to pay that award.
Dr. Minkina says she still believes the laws of her adopted homeland will ultimately protect her. Court experts, including her former appeals attorney, say she's reached the end of her legal road. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.
Attorneys from the firm formerly called Rogers, Powers, and Schwartz would not comment on the case beyond saying the court rulings against Minkina speak for themselves. You can see those rulings and more on the case at our website, WBUR.org.